You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, June 28th in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast or if you're watching us on YouTube or WKYC.com, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today, in segment two, we're going to talk about the company that Ohio State has partnered with to help players with name, image, and likeness. Segment three, the opponents, the matchups for the 2021 Gavitt Games have been announced. All about the basketball. Who is Ohio State playing? Stick around to segment three to find out. But before we get to any of that, I want to remind you to make sure you check out the Locked On NFL Draft podcast, because it's the place for you to join Locked On NFL Draft host Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak for recaps and analysis of the 2021 NFL Draft and a look ahead at next year's future first round picks. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast. As we know, the month of June was huge for the recruiting. Recruits came from Cali. Recruits came from Oregon, from Washington, from Florida, from the north, south, east, and west. Whatever direction you want to look, scouts came. Scouts, players. Wow. Not scouts. Scouts were at Ohio State. The coaches were scouting it, basically. We're scouting these athletes. The players came from all across the country to embark on Ohio State. Some were able to perform during these camps inside the shoe, and it was fun. It was exciting. The long dead period, very long dead period that took place in the collegiate athletics handed down by the NCAA, it was over. June 1st was the first day that the dead period could not be enforced, and athletes could make official visits, unofficial visits, can go to campus, can finally meet a coach that they have been talking to for quite some time via the Zoom or via electronics. It's a great time. And many people, myself included, were interested to see how the JT Tuimoloau, I was going to say his name at least once during the show. I got it out early. From now on, he is JTT. Many of us were looking interested to see how the JTT recruitment and how his official visit was going to go. I believe he had the two visits out west. I don't know the exact order, but I know it was USC and Washington. Those are the first two visits that he made. He flew to Columbus, flew back, and went to Oregon. He was planning on flying back across country to go to Alabama. That schedule seemed a little weird to me. And I remember here on the show saying, that seems odd. I didn't expect him to cancel the Alabama visit that like he did, but I did find it very, very odd. You got two visits on the side of the country you live on. You fly to Ohio State. You fly back across country to Oregon. Then you're going to fly even further east than Columbus to go down to Tuscaloosa. That, to me, seemed a little weird. And after making his four official visits, JTT decided to not go to his visit to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, I was looking at some things. This is something that I probably should have done a little bit earlier, but my brain was so jumbled up with so many things going on at the same time. The JTT recruitment, it's interesting. Has Ohio State always had the upper hand? Well, before, over the weekend, Ohio State at their visit, they ended up having the upper hand with the name, image, and likeness presentation to basically help his family and him understand more about how he can make money at Ohio State, as Jay calls it, for just being a human being. Yes, NCAA, I understand why you have done that previously, but these young men are human beings, and you weren't allowing them to make money by just being a human being. But interesting enough, right before July 1st comes, NCAA has some preliminary NIL rules, because they knew that they said, we want to keep it an even playing field. But in all actuality, it's not. an even playing field because Ohio State and Illinois, that's not an even playing field. One team has more talent. One team has more coaches. Let's open your eyes, NC2A. I know we don't rip you because I know you provide numerous individuals a free education and a way for them to benefit themselves and market themselves by just playing collegiate athletics. But right now, NC2A, it's not an even playing field. It's never been an even playing field. Open your eyes. I need to relax, calm down a little bit, but you need to open your eyes and realize it's not an even playing field, even with your NIL rules coming into effect July 1st, just like the other states that have had the legislation already passed bills, and they're already ready to go on July the 1st of this year, literally just in a few days. Why do I think Ohio State has always had the upper hand over JTT? And when I went back and looked at some numbers and looked at the defensive schemes in front of all five schools, it just screams Ohio State all the way through and through. Now, I was not planning on saying this when I got here, when I started looking into a little bit deeper into the defensive schemes. JTT has said that he wants to be a 4-3 defensive end. Now, we understand, you get to these campuses, some of these coaches will put things into your ear, knowing their scheme's different, and it might not fit for you. Larry Johnson has a track record of putting numerous defensive linemen, numerous D linemen into the NFL draft every single year. Just go last year, Jonathan Cooper and Tommy Togiai had good seasons, solid seasons. Togiai emerged, went to the NFL. Cooper went to the NFL. And I know we get so wrapped up in the Bosas and the Youngs, and there's so many athletes. Go back to Larry Johnson when he first came in, and even further than that. The track record at Ohio State says Larry Johnson, not just one of the best D-line coaches in the country, also one of the best recruiters in the country, one of the best developers of talents. Why do I think Ohio State has the upper hand, or always has had the upper hand, with JTT defensive scheme? He wants to be a 4-3 defensive end. Now Ohio State will have the 4-2-5 hybrid look, occasional 4-3. But when you look at the defensive schemes of these other four schools, it might just scream that Ohio State's had the upper hand and he wanted to just check off the boxes at some of these other visits. That is JTT. Quickly, Washington runs a 3-4. Oregon runs a 3-4. Alabama runs a 3-4. USC runs a 3-3-5 or 3-4 switch. Not the 4-3, not four down line, not even a hybrid 4-2-5. I believe this has been Ohio State all the way. I believe they had the upper hand after he left Columbus, JTT that is. I think they have the upper hand as JTT and his family come together to get things together to figure out what the best place is for him to play the college football. Almost like collegiate, the college football. Let's step away very quickly. When your boy comes back, we'll talk about name, image, and likeness and the group that Ohio State has partnered with to help the young athletes. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and even info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device to sign up today. And when you do, make sure you use that promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word, and receive at the same time your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time, I want to say welcome back. Until further notice, Ohio State, the podcast put on by the Locked On Podcast Network, Locked On Buckeyes, it's coming at you 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and even Friday, with the occasional bonus episode sprinkled in as well. So if you're on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or any of the numerous places you can catch the audio version of the podcast, make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcast users, 5-star reviews, greatly appreciate it. Fill that review section up on Apple. You can also watch us on YouTube. Just search Locked On Buckeyes. You can also watch us on WKYC.com, even on their app. If you download that, so many places to stick in to stay with, up to date with, there you go, Locked On Buckeyes on a regular basis. Name, image, and likeness. I normally have a calendar around me. I got to pull this one up very, very quickly. So it's right in front of me. I just open my eyes. Name, image, and likeness. Today is the 28th of June. It is a Monday. Name, image, and likeness goes into effect, not just in the state of Ohio, but in numerous states around the country, all around the country, where there's an NCAA school, because the NCAA says, well, we got six or seven states that might have the upper hand. Like I said earlier, it's not an even playing field, but y'all are too crazy to realize that. July 1st, this Thursday, the very first day that NIL legislation or NIL can go into practice. I am sure there are numerous local small businesses that are going to try to capitalize on this venture. I mean, it's a great time right now for people to have a chance to get somebody else to market for their company. Why? Because they can market for the company and help the company make some more money. When it comes to something new, no matter if it's in my life, in your life, some people a little hesitant. Some people would like to just pump the brakes and say, hold on, not so fast, my friend. We have to slowly maneuver, slowly move through this new uncharted water. Then there are some individuals that say, no holds barred. Whatever's going on, we're going to tackle this together and move on forward. With name, image, and likeness, I understand why the NCAA and these collegiate schools, collegiate athletic facilities and programs are really taking this very, very serious, because they need to. It is new. It is something that, well, you might say, I'm educated on this very thing. I know how to tackle this. Okay, that's you. But when you have a school, a team, football team of 100 and plus, over 100 athletes, not just football, but basketball, the soccer, the hockey, the track and field. When I'm going to spend some more time. I'm kind of glad there's no NBA Finals game tonight so I can watch the Olympic trials. I know last night that everything got canceled. The track and field events didn't, because it was 110 degrees in Eugene, Oregon. So I sure hope that that happens tonight so I can watch the track and field athletes do what they do on the track. Track and field athletes at Ohio State. I know the young lady that was female athlete of the year at Ohio State, she is going to the Olympics. There's another track runner, 200-meter track runner, forget her name. She's going to the Olympics. So the track and field athletes, they can embark upon this. You name a sport, anybody at these schools can embark upon NIL. And like I mentioned, with something new, there needs to be some education on that. Ohio State has partnered with the Anomaly Sports Group to provide student athletes name, image, and likeness protective education and consultation. Anomaly will prepare student athletes for success amidst the challenges and responsibilities of maximizing their NIL potential. Led by Luke Fedlam, a non-agent sports attorney, Anomaly's NIL protective education curriculum, in partnership with Team Altibus, will focus on intellectual property protections and business-level decision-making, due diligence, financial management, and contract analysis for both marketing and entrepreneurship opportunities. Yes, that is coming right from a press release that came out from Ohio State, or an article that came out from Ohio State. This, I think, is wise. Why? Because are these kids going to have agents? Will they just be the ones facilitating these contracts? And as I know, someone that has signed contracts recently, there's a lot of legal language that is in there. I wasn't trying to alliterate that, but it worked out so well. There is some legal language right there in those contracts that you might not understand. There is some legal things that have to take place. Step-by-step guides from the contract to the date things are starting, to when you're going to break, to when and how to break the contract. Some contracts you need to have a 30-day written notice before things are going to happen. I know at one point in time, I think I've had some verbal agreements, not written agreements, and verbal, it is truly like the honor system to where you have to go about this thing. How is Ohio State going to go about it? How are these young men going to go about it? With something new. Think about it in your life. You got a new relationship and you're a youngster. I'm not saying nowadays, but you're a youngster. And you think, man, you're 13, 14, 15, first relationship. That girl you looking at, that girl you're dating, man, she bad. She bad. And you're like, man, I got this. I got this. I have watched the television. I have seen what they do on the TV. I have seen the fictional things that happen in my favorite TV shows. Hey, sign your boy up. One and done. You know how the basketball players, man, they say, oh, I'm one and done. Remember those Kentucky players from years ago? They were one and done and said, oh, yeah, I'm coming to Kentucky. I might not start Devin Booker, but I'm going to get drafted and be a future NBA player. Now, I don't know if he thought he would be like this. But it was a one and done that he didn't start. I think he was the ninth leading scorer on that Kentucky team when he was at Kentucky. That's one, how loaded that team was, and two, how good he was as well. But back to the story. You know how it is. You're 13, 14, 15. You get that girl. I mean, everybody in school is like, hey, man, how did you pull her? You're like, hey, man, look, I got it. I got it. I said some things into her ear. I got her thinking a certain way. I got her to come my way. I didn't have to try too many crazy tactics or crazy things. You know how kids are. Maybe the kids don't talk like this. Well, I'm sure they do. You know, yeah, you know, man, look, it's your boy. I've been telling y'all that I got this. I've been telling y'all that the ladies love me. Now, I'm not going to go the LL Cool J route like LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool J. I'm not going that route, but just hear me out. Ladies love me. Ladies love exactly what I bring to the table. So when I stepped to her, she stepped to me. I said some sweet things into her ear, and I got her to say yes when I asked her out. But now we're three or four days in, and it seems like those things that I said earlier, I was lying to her, man. I ain't wanted to be all honest now. I wanted to lie to her, make sure she felt good. It ain't worked like I thought, and I got a little confused. I was sitting here wondering, how in the world is this going to keep going on? You're saying, hey, man, I can help you with this. And you're like, no, bro, I got this. I got this. Lo and behold, what happened? That relationship lasted for a week. Why? Well, it may not have been planned to last for a long time anyway. But two, it was help right there to help you out with how to actually treat a young lady, and you denied the help. Same thing with NIL, name, image, and likeness. Something new. Something that these guys, their first time doing this, I mean, they're 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. Most 20-year-olds don't sign contracts. Most 20-year-olds don't have to deal with legal documentation and legal language alliteration once again. That's why I think the anonymously sports group partnering with Ohio State to help these athletes, I think it's a very, very, very wise decision. Let's step away very quickly. We are behind schedule by a few seconds. Got to get back on track. When we come back, we will talk about the Gavitt games and who Ohio State will be playing in that. But first, check this out. Did you know the Built Bar has nine delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. The flavors are coconut and even coconut almond and cherry, even some raspberry, even mint brownie, peanut butter brownie. Everybody loves double chocolate and even salted caramel as well. Built Bars aren't only tasty, but they're healthy too. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're great for that friendly keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED 15 LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your first order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use that promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. And as we roll on and finish and wrap up this Monday edition of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Look ahead to the rest of the week. On Wednesday, we're going to have Brandon Simberg back with us once again to talk Dwayne Washington Jr.'s performance in the NBA Combine on Friday. My guy, Ryan Roberts, was planning to be back with us to talk about who the better pro prospect is, Thayer Munford or Nicholas Petit-Frere. Stick around for Friday for that. Wednesday for some Dwayne Washington Jr. talk. The Gavitt games. One of my favorite things about the non-conference basketball slate of games every single year is that you get to have some phenomenal top-tier talent playing teams in other conferences. Last year, we did not get Gonzaga and Baylor in the regular season. I believe it was canceled due to the Rona. Then ultimately now, we got in the national championship game, and we saw clearly who the better basketball team was. I love the Big Ten ACC Challenge. I wish they would start a Big Ten ACC Challenge in the college football. You want to get Power 5 versus Power 5 every single year in Ohio State and other schools, especially the ACC. They could still have their other non-conference game, one of the other non-conference games be against a Power 5 school. I think that would be wise, but I'm not sure if they're going to go down that road since it still provides an uneven playing field for the ACC and even the SEC. I can't let you slide out of this conversation because y'all play 8 conference games, y'all play 4 non-conference games, and one of your non-conference games is against the FCS opponent every single season. Yeah, y'all gotta come on. Y'all can keep winning. Y'all got good teams. Well, some of y'all are good, but y'all gotta stop playing these cupcakes and start playing a real schedule. The Big East and Big Ten, they have been playing in the Gavitt games, the Gavitt tip-off games, and the non-conference slate since 2015. An early season series between the two conferences and named in honor of Hall of Famer Dave Gavitt. Dave Gavitt is not only a basketball visionary, but also the founder of the Big East, the old Big East Conference. You know, when you've seen the 30 for 30, when they talk about Big John Thompson and all of these Big East schools, the battles that they had, yeah, that's the Big East that they talk about. The Big East and Big Ten split series from 4-4 from 2015 until 2017. The Big Ten emerged victorious in 2018 and 2019 by a 5-3 margin. Last year, of course, due to the Rona, there was no Gavitt games. Your Ohio State Buckeyes will be facing off against the Xavier Musketeers on Thursday, November 18th. The other teams playing in the Gavitt game, the 2021 Gavitt tip-off games are, before I do that, these games will be broadcast on FS1 and the Big Ten Network. The Big East does not have a conference network at all, so FS1 does really play into that role for them, and the Big Ten has the Big Ten Network. The other matchups in the 2021 Gavitt tip-off games are Providence at Wisconsin, Illinois at Marquette. Those games are on Monday. The games on Tuesday, Seton Hall at the team up north, Creighton at Nebraska. The games on Wednesday, Michigan State at Butler, St. John's at Indiana. Then the games on Thursday, the Buckeyes versus the Musketeers. And then also the Rutgers Scarlet Knights at DePaul. There's something very, very interesting. I know it's an in-state show. An in-state showdown. So I would have assumed that Columbus School in the state of Ohio, I would have assumed they would have had 25 meetings, 30 meetings over the entire span of the lifespan of the series, but they have only played twice. Yes, these two teams have only played twice in the season series. It is 1-1. The Musketeers last year, they're coming off of a 13-8 season. They went 6-7 in Big East play, finished 7th in their conference. They were, just some quick numbers on the previous team, 83rd in the country in points per game, 74.8, 180th in points allowed per game, 70.2. Their strength of schedule wasn't too bad at 55th in the country. Strength of schedule, 78th in the country. Offensive rating, 88th. Defensive rating, 162nd. Kind of see why there is the thing right there where the record was 13-8. The Ohio State Buckeye basketball roster is not concrete, is not solidified. We're going to talk more about Dwayne Washington Jr. on Wednesday, but I love these non-conference games. I would love to see more of these non-conference games. I would love for Xavier and Ohio State to play in the offseason in the non-conference slate every single year. I think every team needs to have an in-state rival in the basketball. I understand why it's not in the football, but in the basketball, I think every basketball team needs to have an in-state rival. For Ohio State, would it be Ohio State and Xavier? Would it be Ohio State and Cincinnati, those Bearcats? Who would it be? I don't know. But I do think there should be an in-state rival for every college basketball team. Yeah, it might be time for Ohio State to reach out and try to solidify something. We still see Kentucky and Louisville. I know there was a cross-state rival, Indiana and Kentucky. That didn't go well. You know, when you beat somebody, when Kentucky goes to Indiana and Indiana beats them off a buzzer beater by Christian Wofford and they rush the court, things are going to get a little dicey. But I think, don't look at that. Look at what it can do for your recruiting. Look at what it can do for your team. Yeah, I think so. Ohio State and Cincinnati. Or Ohio State and Xavier. Let's make that thing happen very, very quickly. Guys, it's Monday. Let's get this week started off right. I am excited that we're here with another week. The 4th of July is this weekend. What are your plans? My plans for the weekend is for Saturday, not Sunday. No, about a month ago or a few weeks ago, I was planning on going to a Cincinnati Reds game. The game got ran out. It was also supposed to be the very first day that the fans could be, stadium could be at full capacity with no mask. Coming in this weekend on Saturday, the Chicago Cubs come to Cincinnati. I am excited. Got some phenomenal seats. I just hope the rain is nowhere near Great American Ballpark. I hope I said that correct. If I did not, don't ruin me. I'm talking a lot. You can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. Guys, I'll be back on Wednesday. No show tomorrow. Be back on Wednesday. Talk a little Dwayne Washington Jr. and maybe some NFL players that made a top 25 list. Best under top NFL players that made a list that the NFL.com put out. My words are all tied. It's top under 25 years old. There we go. I'm going to shut up. Get out of here, guys. Have a great day. Let's get this week started off right.